Swearing is a concept that seems to be puzzling to many Australians. Australia is known throughout the world as a very relaxed country, and even a sweary one. It's being used in our advertising campaigns.
So where the bloody hell are you?
And sometimes even our politicians get caught.
Tell me something. The embassy, to just give me simple sentences. I mean, I've said this before. Tell her. Interpreter. This language is just complicates it.
What might surprise you is that every state and territory has laws that criminalise offensive language in public. I spoke to Elise Methven, a lecturer of law at the University of Technology Sydney, about these laws and how they affect Australians. What is Australia's relationship with swearing?
Well, it's an interesting one. I guess it's quite a mixed one. So we've always used swear words. I guess there would be few amongst us who say they do not use swear words. And we've actually had quite a good reputation for swearing historically and even now. A lot of people say that Australians swear a lot more than Americans, for example, and they are a lot less, I guess, stuffy about using the occasional swear word. But at the same time, I said it's mixed because we've also criminalised the use of offensive language since convict times. So since the very first criminal trial in New South Wales, which was for a convict who used the expression bloody buggers towards Sergeant Marines, and he actually received 150 lashes for using that swear word at that time, which was considered offensive. So we've got a mixed relationship because historically we criminalise swear words, we continue to make offensive language a criminal offence in all Australian states and territories.
Is this the curtailment of freedom of speech? Can people speak out and use offensive language in terms of expressing their opinions about politicians and things?
Well, in law we do have implied into our constitution a right to freedom of political communication. So that right has been implied by the High Court of Australia into the Constitution, which means that people are allowed to express their views generally in relation to political matters, and they can use quite colourful language in doing so. Now, there are some restrictions on that implied right to freedom of communication. So parliaments do have the right to, restrict the right to communication in some instances. Nonetheless, it is an important right that the High Court has recognised. And there have been recent cases in New South Wales that have said, with reference to this implied right, that you can even use offensive language to criticise a politician, even a prime minister. So, yes, we do have that implied right. And this does allow people to use colourful language, or should allow people to use colourful language, to potentially insult a politician if they are expressing a political opinion.
And how is someone most likely going to be affected by this? Is there a lot of police discretion in the use of offensive language in public?
Yeah, there's a huge amount of police discretion. So all these offences hinge on what a reasonable person would consider offensive or insulting or obscene. So it's up to the individual police officer at first instance to decide whether the use of the F word, for example, or the C word even, is offensive. And they can either issue an on-the-spot fine in a lot of jurisdictions, including New South Wales or even Brisbane. They can also potentially issue a warning or a caution or charge someone with a criminal offence. So, for example, in Brisbane, that offence would be public nuisance under the Summary Offences Act. So there's a lot of discretion there. Police can choose to do a number of things. They can choose to ignore the language even and just walk away. So it really depends what that police officer decides to do.
Where are people most likely to get in trouble with the law in regards to swearing?
Well, in a public place or within hearing from a public place is the general rule. So all these statutes say it is an offence to use offensive or indecent language in or within hearing from a public place. So that's often, for example, in a park or near a shopping centre or in a pub or outside a pub. They are the general locations where people might, get in trouble. But obviously, a police officer has to be present. So either a police officer has to be there or be called to the scene, because most offensive language charges arise out of interactions with police officers.
When we talk about the public space and who inhabits it, we also tend to look at the things of some of the most vulnerable are inhabited in this society in public places such as the homeless, and it's also kind of skewed towards a lot of Indigenous Australians as well. Are these laws being misappropriated to target some of the most vulnerable in society?
Yeah, the very nature of these laws targeting people in public places means that actually, it's those people who commonly occupy public places that conduct everyday activities and their lives, even some of the most intimate parts of their lives in public places, that fall foul of these laws. So, yes, Indigenous Australians are highly overrepresented in offensive language fines and charges, and a very strong reason for that is not only often the over-policing of Indigenous communities, but also the high amount of Indigenous Australians using public spaces for everyday activities. And the same goes for those who are homeless as well. So these laws do tend to disproportionately target vulnerable groups.
So what is the next step forward? Do you ever see a point in Australian society where these laws are scrapped?
Well, actually, the Australian Law Reform Commission recently launched an inquiry into the overrepresentation of Indigenous Australians in incarceration. And one of the questions that the Australian Law Reform Commission asked is, should offensive language remain a criminal offence across Australia? And the reason that they asked that is because historically, Indigenous Australians have been overrepresented in offensive language fines and charges, and they continue to be so. So this seems to suggest that offensive language charges do play a role in the overrepresentation of Indigenous Australians in the criminal justice system generally, but as well as also in prison. So that's the question the Australian Law Reform Commission has asked. I would argue that there's a lot of research out there to suggest that these laws are pretty outdated. Australians have changed their opinions on the F word and the C word. These words are used all over media and used even by politicians. Recently, there was an article the other day about our own Prime Minister having used the C word, apparently, on a flight. So even our Prime Minister uses these words. There's a question of, is it really offensive to use swear words today?
This has been Jack McDonald reporting for 4ZZZ News.